Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and just as an indie spirit dominated the rock and jazz worlds in 2007, the flutist, writer, and TV commentator Eugenia Zuckerman is known for her own independent streak. She can be found championing contemporary music like this piece from Jake Heggie. She can also be found seeking out lesser-known corners of the standard repertoire, and tomorrow, at St. Bart's Cathedral in Midtown, she'll be performing Christmas music that you don't get to hear very often, a series of Baroque Noels. Eugenia Zuckerman joins us in our Soundcheck studio. Welcome back.
Thank you, John.
So I know what Noel usually means around Christmas time. What is a musical Noel?
Well, the Noels were popular all over Europe. They were called Pastorali in Italy and Weihnachtslieder in German, and carols in England, and they're all celebratory music and sometimes contemplative music that is meant for the holiday, meant for contemplation and meant for merriment. And in fact, in France in the 18th century, the great organists in the great churches and cathedrals of Paris had Noel competitions, and they were big deals. It was kind of like the football game of the Christmas season. People went to hear the Noel competitions, and they were all very competitive, these great organists.
Were they improvised? I mean, were the organists making this stuff up, or were they varying popular themes of the day?
I don't know. I'm sure popular themes of the day came into play because, of course, music of that time always integrated the music that they heard around them. But people like Louis Daquin, who at the age of 6 played for Louis XIV and started his career at the old age of 12 and lived till be 78 and did endless amounts of organ music. He was the king of the Christmas Noel, and no one could really beat him. And in fact, there was a very famous kind of duel between a couple of the Noelists, and Jean-François d'Andrieu is another one of the great French organists of the time.
But this guy, Louis-Claude Daquin, as you say, started at the age of 6 in the court of Louis XIV, became a pro at the age of 12. There is a recording by the Aulos Ensemble of one of his Noels called Noel en Musette. Just to give folks an idea of what we're talking about, this is one of those pieces of French Christmas music. A little bit of recording from the Aulos Ensemble doing a work by Louis-Claude Daquin, Noël en Musette. And we're speaking with the flutist Eugenia Zuckerman, who tomorrow night is performing a program of these 18th century French Christmas tunes. They were originally on organ, and so appropriately you have not just an organist, but one of the great improvising organists of our day helping you out.
Yes, Anthony Newman is an extraordinary improviser, and he does on many different keyboards. And tomorrow night we'll do harpsichord and flute. And he never plays the same thing the same way twice. He's like a jazz king. He's amazing what he can do. The program tomorrow night at 7:30 at the chapel in St. Barth, which is at Park and 50th, includes quite a number of Noels, but also other celebratory Christmas music like Greensleeves. And we're even daring to do the Pachelbel Canon. There are those who love it, and there are those who say they'll go postal if they ever hear it again. But we're going to do a very improvised version of it.
Okay.
And so there, it's varied Christmas music.
And again, things that perhaps are not the thrice familiar things that we're used to hearing around this time of the year.
Exactly. We try to get away from it, and we're doing some marches, which were also very popular in the Christmas pageants in Europe in the 18th century.
All right. Now, you're also, though, you've been busy lately recording some of the music of Jake Heggie, this CD called Flesh and Stone. Now, this is a classical action production, isn't it?
Yes, and Classical Action, for people who don't know, is an extraordinary non-for-profit organization that draws on the talents of all of the performing arts areas in order to raise money for AIDS-related services. A very important organization.
And they've been around for a long time.
They have, and they're with Broadway Cares now.
Right.
And when I was asked if I would donate my services to do this, I was delighted, as were all the artists who participated. And we got to record this at the Skywalker Ranch out in San Francisco, which is pretty nifty.
So now the songs are by Jake Heggie, who is probably still best known, certainly still best known, for the opera Dead Man Walking. And at least one of the cycles of songs on this record is Jake Heggie once again working with the words of Sister Helen Prejean, who wrote the story that formed the basis of Dead Man Walking, both the film and the opera.
Deepest Desire is a piece that was commissioned for Jake Heggie, and he went to Sister Helen Prejean and asked her if she would share some of her meditations with him. And it was commissioned for me, Susan Graham, the great mezzo, and for Jake as a pianist. And I had met Sister Helen Prejean. I did a piece on her for CBS Sunday Morning, whom I've been with for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I became friendly also with Sister Helen, who is one of the greatest people of our time. And she gave us these beautiful meditations, which Jake said.
And are these inspired by her work with Native Americans? Is there a kind of a American Indian cast to this?
I think that Jake used the American Indian cast to it, but it is a very personal feeling from Sister Helen about what her deepest desire, and it's about her finding the deepest spirituality inside of herself, and it's very moving, and it's also very funny. There's a true story about when she... her dress caught on fire while she was teaching children because she got too close to the candle.
Wow. Well, I don't think that's in this song, Primary Colors, but let's see. The song here is sung by the mezzo-soprano Zheng Kao with my guest Eugenia Zuckerman and Jake Heggie at the piano. Music by the composer Jake Heggie, whom you're hearing at the piano. Zheng Kao is the mezzo-soprano, and my guest Eugenia Zuckerman playing the flute. It really does kind of, this song at least, require you to almost echo the sounds of those kind of Indian bone flutes that are common in the plains in the Southwest.
Exactly. Jake is a very American composer, and he loves that sound, and so do I. And if people want to get this CD, you can get it at BroadwayCares.org. That's where you can order it. It is, every penny of it goes to the
AIDS research.
Yes.
And yeah,
mm-hmm.
As we mentioned before, through the auspices of Classical Action. All of the songs on the album Flesh and Stone are written by Jake Heggie. There are several, you know, cycles, several collections of songs. including one called Statuesque, which features the mezzo-soprano Joyce Castle and more of a chamber ensemble that you're part of. This is a very different source of inspiration, isn't it?
Yes, Gene Scheer wrote the text for it, and it's very funny, and just imagining what the statues are thinking as people walk by them. And it was great fun for us to get together and just had one rehearsal and recorded it. It was it's a wonderful piece.
So each of the songs is a statue by Henry Moore, a statue by Picasso, a statue by Giacometti. This one is called Winged Victory. The album is called Flesh and Stone, songs by the American composer Jake Heggie. Here you're listening to Winged Victory from a cycle of songs called Statuesque, with texts that imagine what each of several various famous statues might be thinking. In this case, it's Winged Victory. The flutist is Eugenia Zuckerman, who's my guest on Soundcheck and who is performing tomorrow night at 7:30 in a holiday concert with the harpsichordist and organist and all-around keyboard virtuoso Anthony Newman at St. Bart's Cathedral at Park Avenue and 50th Street. And she's on this new Jake Heggie collection called Flesh and Stone as well. The songs from the Deepest Desire song cycle were originally premiered in Vail at the Vail Valley Music Festival.
Yes, and I happened to be the artistic director and a friend of Jake's and asked him to be our composer in residence. Every year we have an American composer in residence. This turned out to be a song that was spectacular. It's been done quite a lot by many flutists and mezzo-sopranos. It's very beautiful and very profound.
And Vail, I mean, you know, there's the Aspen Music Festival there in Colorado and a couple of others as well. There's a ton of festivals in that state, but Vail seems to be doing quite well for itself under your stewardship.
Well, we had our 20th anniversary last summer, and it was the first year of a three-year residency with the Philadelphia Orchestra, their first visit with us, with Christoph Eschenbach, and we have the New York Philharmonic. This will be their sixth summer in Vail, and we have the Rochester Philharmonic, 50 other chamber musicians, and many concerts from the end of June till the middle of August, and our attendeeship has doubled in the last 10 years. We had 66,000 people come last year.
Lots to look forward to in the new year. Eugenia Zuckerman, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Thank you for being with us for Soundcheck today.
It's a pleasure. Happy New Year to you.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, 2007 was big for African pop, South Asian hip-hop, and Latin music with a dose of left-wing politics. Critics Week continues with a look at the year in world music. Plus, some of the finest musicians on the uptown jazz scene are being paired with DJ scratches and spoken word. We'll find out more tomorrow about an album called The Harlem Experiment. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Damon Whittemore. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.